He had a parasha of Ben Sarah Meira. Child has gone astray in a most terrible way. He goes ahead, he takes money which is not his. He goes to buy meat and wine, to partake of all sorts of partying in their most egregious manner. And because of that, he's going to be doomed. We'll go ahead and take him to Beis Din in the proper case. And he will have capital punishment in such a case. Now, we understand this in a very limited sense. But basically, most people's understanding is very simply that someone who's gone so bad, so we project for the future that if he's this bad now, what's going to be, projected down the road, what's going to be when he's 15, 20, 30, what's going to happen then? And we'll just better end it here and cut your losses before it gets much more, goes out of hand. But there's one very fascinating observation. The Gemara in Sanhedrin points out, there's a diyuk in the Pasuk. The Pasuk says that they come to Beis and they say, B'neinu zeh sayr meire, einenu shemea b'keleim, he does not listen to our voice. And the Gemara learns from there, and let's say that he goes ahead and eats meat, but he doesn't eat regular meat. He eats meat that's not kosher. Or he goes ahead and eats kosher meat and eats it on a tainus. He goes ahead and does something which is also to do. Any of these cases where it's also for him to do so, in that case he does not become a Ben Sayyidur Meir. Now you'd think quite the contrary. If we're discussing how bad he has gone, and how far he has gone astray, you'd think if he goes ahead and eats treif meat, make it even worse, treif meat on a tainus, as many shrooms as you can get, pile it on, you think it's much worse than the average guy, and yet it's quite the opposite. Only something which is mutter to eat, and he goes and does that, he makes a party with that, that's where you have Ben Sayyidur Meir. So the first points out from here something rather fascinating. It's not a question of bad or goods per se. Someone who's iron iser, someone who's in violation of their isis, their abundance, could be far worse. But the point here is that a person standing at a critical junction in life, he's 13, he has a question which way to go in life, and here's incumbent upon his parents in mechanechim. The question is he makabel chinuch or is he not makabel chinuch? Is somebody who's going to listen to the chinuch of his parents on some level, or is he going to completely reject, is he going to repudiate everything they have to offer? If they offer him something voluntary, so it's a question of rejecting their message. If he's Iver and Isser, it's a question of Kadosh Baruch Hu, he doesn't have Iver. No, so someone doesn't have Iver. He'll do tshuva down a lot later on in life, he can grow and change what he did. But if he completely rejects chinuch, that's the flaw we're looking for here. If somebody completely rejects any person telling him what to do, any chinuch, that's where the problem is. Okay, moving on with this in mind, so we know the Pasuk says that he doesn't listen to Kail Aviv or Kail Imai. When they come to Beis Din, they say, it starts off in the singular. It doesn't say Kail Aviv Imai. Kail Aviv and Kail Imai separately, and they say Kailenu. So what's the pshat in that? How does that change? In the beginning it seems to be separate, two different Kailas, and then it comes to Kailenu. Just thinking that the first points out that we know there's a word, we say Amen during davening, we say Amen, Amen, true, so whatever the statement is, it's true. It comes to the word Emes. Emes is truth, and Amen says we're verifying whatever was previously said. The word Amen has other parallels in the Torah. We have an Uman, somebody who's a master artisan, and what he does is called an Uman. Where does that come into trust? Where's that truth? Nemel Nashalim Schaim means you trust the Kodesh Baruch Hu. You don't trust the worker, you can watch what he does. Not a question of trust. If he does a good job or not. Why isn't Uman the same word with the Sharish of Emes? And yet a third example. We find a parent that's called an Ayman as well. Kasha Yitzah Ayman as Siyanik, but he Ayman as Hadassu. The same word again. Where's that come into play with these other two things in mind? So first suggests that the word Nemon does not mean that he's trustworthy. The word Nemon comes from the word, well, it implies that as well, but the source of the word Nemon. And it comes from an understanding of consistency. He's a worker who's an Uman. The idea is anybody can get the job done right. You give a job someone to do, so any guy can get it right. The guy who's not an Uman could also get it right sometimes. But the difference is he'll get it right sometimes. Other times he won't get it right. Yes, boy, yes today, no tomorrow. He's not that accurate at what he does. Sometimes he'll hit the bullseye, sometimes he'll miss. The mark of the Uman is the guy who'll hit the mark every single time. He has the ability to keep on doing it every single time. You can count on him to get the job done because he won't waver off course. Because when it comes to Nemon Shalom Schar, we know that Kadosh Baruch Hu is the absolute MS, nothing changes. There's nothing that could ever change Kadosh Baruch Hu's guarantee. He's the ultimate guarantee because nothing will ever change that. If I guarantee something, it could happen for the moment, but tomorrow it could change. Somebody says something, the next day he's out of town, he can't keep his word, he gets sick, something happens, he can't keep his word. Kadosh Baruch Hu is unchangeable, it's an absolute truth that can never be changed because consistency in everything he says and who he is, and therefore we have trust. But the Shair Shadavar is consistency. Says the Hirsch, when it comes to a parent, Kasha Yisaha Aimnes Yenik, the message a parent has to give, the role of a parent, is to give a consistent chinuch to his children. If you give one message today and tomorrow the values change, it depends on the situation, how you constantly adjust what you think is right and wrong, that's not chinuch. Chinuch is Kasha Yisaha Aimnes Yenik, but he Aimnes Hadassah. Give them a consistent message they could grow with the entire life. When it comes to Ben Sayyidur Meir, likely, I would say perhaps, the idea is, a father has his way of expressing ideas. The mother has her way of expressing ideas. And two very different tracks in dealing with children. There's a Kail Aviv and the Kail Imayin. Each one has to try their way. But ultimately, it has to be Kaleinu. Ultimately, it has to be one message of one consistent message. And only if he does listen to that consistent message is he guilty of this chait of not being right in the Kabul Chinuch. And only he, in such a case, is somebody chayav a capital punishment.